the life and times of this particular thespian, who, unbeknownst to me until I read your book, was not a Catholic, became a Catholic, and his conversion story, like so many or all the stories in Literary Converts, is just another, it's another one of those stories where you see the hand of the Holy Ghost at work and there's no escape.
Absolutely. I mean, this particular chapter, let me just start with a little anecdote, actually, if I may, Mike.
Sure.
It's not in the book, but it's a good story. That this particular chapter, I drew very heavily on our mystery convert's own autobiography, which is called Blessings in Disguise, much more than I did the others. And I actually got an irate note from his agent telling me that I owed money. And I looked back and saw how much I quoted from that book and realized that I did. And so with my tail between my legs, sent a check to our mystery convert, much more than I could afford to pay. At that time, I was living in England as a full-time writer and was penurious. Mm-hmm. And the check was for a few hundred pounds, which was more than I could afford. So I sent it to our mystery convert, and I got back from our mystery convert the check with a very neat scissor snip through the middle of it, and a note saying he thoroughly enjoyed the book and obviously doesn't want the money. So he certainly doesn't need the money because he was one of the richest people in the world. So basically, somewhere in my archives, there is a personal handwritten note from our mystery convert to me saying that he very much enjoyed reading Literary Converts. So that's a feather in my cap, and gives you some idea of the man, because he could have just pocketed the cash. Not that he needed it.
Well, it sounded like he must have been listening to Piercing Truth episodes on Small is Still Beautiful, Economics as If Families Mattered.
Well, he's practicing what he preaches as a Catholic anyway, huh?
He most certainly is. And as you mentioned, biography of our mystery convert is called, or his autobiography actually, is called Blessings in Disguise. And our story basically starts as we follow it from your work in Literary Converts. We kind of pick up when he is a young lad, he's in high school, and you write of, and I assume that you gleaned this from his autobiography and from the other sources that you had at the library where you were doing most of the research from the book, our mystery convert could have been what many of our mystery converts thus far have been, which is what you would call, and what they would call in England at the time, a high Anglican. But he never really even fell. He never really was. It wouldn't be fair to have called him that as a youth, would it?
Well, no. In fact, I see there are very interesting parallels between our mystery convert and another convert, that's Evelyn Waugh, writer of Brideshead Revisited and other wonderful novels, because like Waugh, but our mystery convert's a few years younger, but basically the parallel paths, they both went to what in England are called public schools, but that's just to confuse us. When you hear the word public school in England, it means private school, and normally a very posh private school. So both of Waugh and our convert both went to posh public schools in Sussex, in the southern part of England, where Hilaire Belloc lived, amongst other things, a beautiful part.